All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Comics Corner, and we are back with more Fathom. So let's go ahead and get started. Quieter mouse, so you won't hear me click if I have to. Volume 4, Issue 2 of 9. Scott Lobdell, Alex Conant, Beth Sotelo, and Josh Reed. Captain's Log, Tuesday. Another slow day under the sea. Your daddy misses you a lot. Wow. I could barely read that. Damn it, I suck at this. Tip, tap, tap, tap. Pardon, sir? Nothing, wise ass. Aye, aye, sir. Ooga! Report! Proximity sensor, sir! Red alert! Unknown approaching at Ooga! It's here, but we've got a 100-mile radius defense. What the hell is that thing? All hands, weapons armed and ready. As soon as you can lock on to that. Sir, we're too late. Whatever that was, it's already gone. But that's impossible, sir. Nothing moves that fast. Based on trajectory, it's heading towards New York City. Open an emergency signal to everything that floats anywhere near the New York coast. All the way up to Turtle Bay. Something is coming their way. Fast as hell. Aye, sir. No, I will not wait one goddamn minute. Do not dare put me on hold. This is Major Drum, Alpha Clearance. Now hand your phone to the Secretary of Defense right now, or so help me God, I'll... Click! You did not, Major. Problem with working clandestine ops... only the people who need to know have any idea who you are. Five sub-oceanic killing machines are posing as Secret Service agents, supposedly protecting the Vice President during meeting of the General Assembly. That sounds pretty damn need to know. Pick up. Pick up! The United Nations, New York City. No green, no peace, drop hugs, not bombs. Please God, grant me strength. Chirp, chirp. Formerly Detective Jay Gatskill of the NYPD. Hey, Cousin Judith. Long story. What's up? Seriously? Tell me more. I'm Dr. Aspen Matthews. Until recently, I was a surfer girl by day and an unemployed marine biologist the rest of the time. That was before I learned I'm not quite human. Raised as one, think like one. Might as well be one, but I'm not. I was born from two water-based races, the black and the blue. It means I have a lot of power, and as the cliche goes, a lot of responsibility. Perfect example? An hour ago. I learned an undersea life form known as the Ceratonius Steningeri has been hiding among humans. Five of them are posing as Secret Service agents. It's up to me to stop them. Because really, who else is this stupid? Stand down! You have 3 seconds to stand down! Here I was, going to give you 5 seconds to drop your weapons. That is one impressive poker face, even if I do say so myself. Back off, you pasty-faced granola munchers! What the heck? Get her badge number! Nazi! This is like 2000-something, guys. It's been around for a long time. I know many of you are disappointed the president himself could not make it here today. Open fire! It's because I'm generally not scared. Much. It stings, believe me. Even in my water form, as the bullets pass through me, I'd rather be anywhere else doing almost anything else. Thup, 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 thup. But I needed to do this. I needed to get everyone focused on me. I needed the resulting chaos, because clearly Major Drum wasn't able to reach anyone, and I explain while I'm here. Not too surprising, since it has been only 6 minutes since I left the wave, 60 miles off the coast of Miami. Bam, bam, pow, kapow, patop. We must move him. This is unfortunate timing. Get me out of here. Bah, bah, freaking sheep. Come on, people, clear a path. Sploosh. That should do it. It's got to be pandemonium inside. So whatever the Ceratonius Steningeri were planning, they'll have to improvise and try to figure out what to do next. The only thing I know for sure is that they're in this building, and this building is locked down. Now I just have to find them. Fortunately, water runs all through this building, which means I can use sonar to scan the entire complex in a matter of... Is that a horse? In the main hallway? Come on, people. Main lobby. Calm and orderly. Calm and orderly. Women and children and blah, blah, blah. Now, let's see if Judith wasn't hallucinating when she called me, because something is definitely going on here. Clear. This room is clear. What the hell is going on out there? Clear. Silence. It's no longer your concern, sir. What in blue blazes? I'll have all your jobs for that. You idiots nearly killed me. Not yet, Mr. Vice President, but any moment. You've outlived what nominal use you were. You see, you were supposed to merely be accompanying your president here today, at which point we would have taken the opportunity to slay him and dozens of world leaders at once. But with you gone, we'll be reassigned, and we can try again at your memorial service. I don't know what you people are. We are the Ceratonius Thanagiri. We're going to wipe the human race from the planet, starting with you. Whoosh! Strack! Bluff! Now! This water is solid? Impenetrable? But how? Thump! Step away and this will be over quickly. Aspen! That can only mean our brother's been killed! Neither of us giving any warning. Bam! 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 It is kill or be killed. Or in my case, kill. Or wash them out to sea. Splot. Ugh. Mr. Vice President, sorry for the inconvenience. I need to get you to safety right now. No, belay that. Find them. Kill them. You must. Is he right? You heard the man. Get going. Who are you? Short version, Judas' cousin. Cop. Now scat. That's the problem with the Ceratonius Thanagiri. They could be anyone. Do I trust her? I suppose. Thank you, miss. I'll see to it. Save it for someone who voted for you. Let's go. I like that. That rush of water should have trapped the Ceratonius Thanagiri against the grate leading to the river. Should have. They tore right through the metal. How strong are these things? It's times like this I miss having allies. They could be miles away by there. I'm ready for anything.
So, you've killed me again, Aspen.
Anything except this thing talking directly into my head. These creatures have lived under the water for centuries, and it makes sense that they developed their own way of communicating. Strange, but familiar.
You don't recognize me. Here, this will help.
Now? He was the man I killed, dehydrated, the first time Killian manipulated me into using my powers to hurt another person. But how? See Fathom Volume 1.
Didn't die that day. I volunteered to work with. To kill. Every.
He's dead. Again? But how did he wind up working with these creatures? Would he voluntarily become one of them if he had never met me? To be continued. Number 3. Three of nine. Not as many issues. The Royal House of Rital, Saudi Arabia. I'm Aspen Matthews. The man is Dr. Cullen Worth, and the young woman whose eyes are about to fall out of her head is my new and not wholly wanted personal assistant, Judith Bajansky. Tell me I'm not seeing this. Oh, you are, Aspen. You shouldn't have, Shithal, but I am so glad you did. Shithal is the executive assistant to our host here in the Middle East. These gifts are not for you, I'm afraid. My employer wished to express his gratitude to Miss Matthews for accepting his invitation on such short notice. You will learn the Sheikh is nothing if not hospitable. Emphasis on spit. Having been to the bottom of the ocean and all, I was pretty sure I'd seen everything. I was wrong.
Hey, girl. Bonjour, madame.
Moments later,
well, I never. We'll still get paid, right?
Of course. I'm sorry about this, gentlemen.
What's the haps? My flesh is yours. Pick me.
Dr. Worth, did we offend Miss Matthews with our hospitality? Let me put it this way, Shithal. She can find her own men as easily as she can pick up diamonds off the ocean floor. That was like every dream I've had since I was 14. And my boss just sent them away. Kill me now. I think I want to be left alone to make sense of what happened at the United Nations yesterday. But Colin knows me better than that. In the local parlance, Aspen, what's the haps? No way Sadi's new male top model rattled you this bad. When I first learned that I had these abilities and I'm not human, I was taught by people I trusted to use these powers on their behalf. I can guess where this is heading. I probably should have too, but I was young. I wanted to believe I was part of something bigger than myself, something important. I was manipulated into using my power to kill a man. Yesterday I learned he was still alive. He wants revenge, and I can't say he's wrong for wanting it. I can. In your heart, you're a good person, Aspen. That man's death is on the people who used you. What he does with the life he has now, that's on him. That feels right, Sissel. Miss Matthews, the Sheik requests your presence. Lead away, Chithal. Soon, pinch me. At the very least, and more if you don't stop acting like the world's loneliest teacher on prom night. Welcome, Dr. Matthews, and friends of Dr. Matthews. Welcome to my humble abode. I've been to humble abodes. This isn't one of them. Unless by humble you mean ostentatious, and by abode you mean castle. I trust that your accommodations are the finest in all. Sheik, I mean no disrespect, but you said my presence was a matter of life and death. As simply as possible, what do you want? Ah! Ha ha ha! You American women are certainly outspoken. Very well, to work it is. I don't mean to be impressed, but less than 10 minutes later, we're leading an armored entourage across the desert, for a leader so beloved by his people. That's quite an army you've got there. Doc, we're guests. Even if it wasn't your intent, Dr. Warth, we are not offended by your statement. Until a week ago, I was a man with very few enemies. But after you see the fruits of my most recent labors, I trust you will understand that the work below represents an opportunity to change the world's entire balance of power. There was a time when I would have just thought that, when I would have thought that just hyperbole. But I was born beneath the waves, to an ancient race only a handful of people ever suspected actually existed. Trust me when I say it only takes a moment for everything you thought you knew to disappear into thin air. Wow. And you, Dr. Matthews? Do I get a wow for my life's work? To be honest, Sheik, I've witnessed firsthand the dangers that often occur when man tries to use technology to control nature, human man or otherwise. You'll have to forgive my skepticism. Certainly, if you'll keep an open mind that there are some people who actually want to do some good in this world. That's fair. Yeah, getting hard to breathe. Let me see if I have my... There we are. Yeah. Give me just a second. Yeah. A little bit of vapor inhaler. What you have just witnessed is, for all intents and purposes, a hole to the very lifeblood of the planet. Well, if that doesn't sound healthy for Mother Earth, you'd be surprised, Dr. Warth. Imagine, if you will, this is the last time any nation anywhere would have to drill for oil. How would that be possible? Eventually, any well that is constructed will, at some point, go dry. That is conventional wisdom, certainly. What are you saying? You found an endless supply of oil? Was that beneath the initial layers of rock and magma? Hold on. We did that wrong. What are you saying? You found an endless supply of oil? In a matter of speaking, yes. While pursuing a deep ground initiative, we have had to dig deeper than anyone ever has before. What we discovered was that beneath the initial layers of rock and magma is a subterranean ocean where alternative sources of crude oil dwarfs anything that has ever been imagined. That is why we request your services, Dr. Matthews. Your unique experiences will make you invaluable to this expedition. Of course, I would be honored. You're kidding, no? Would you rather they go down there unsupervised? Not much later, I'm staring at a bathyscope, not unlike one that first brought me to the DMD. Only this one is taking me where? There is no way I can convince you to stay up here. Not now, certainly. What he means is he has spent billions of his personal money. He is invested. Yes, I'm sure that's all he meant. I don't know how comfortable I am bringing Judith and Colin with us. Actually, you might be surprised to learn that this very device we're riding in was based in large part on Dr. War's theories of deep sea exploration. I'll be expecting a sizable royalty check if we survive. And just like that, splosh, blip, we're under. Not a word between us. What could we say about something so beautiful? The glass is lined with tempered titanium. The molten lava outside is over 1200 centigrade. And you don't see that temperature as restrictive? Certainly, if you were expected to swim in water at our feet. It's water!
As impossible as it seems, and I'll admit that over the last year, the word impossible has less meaning.
To the azure blue heart of the world. We break beneath the lava and are suddenly... Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm overcome by a sense of wonder. We are all, as the world offers up another of her secrets.
I know I'm the little girl on the genius totem pole, but I feel I should at least be able to identify most of the sea life. Don't feel bad, Judith. Those sharks bear only a passing resemblance to any species found in the ocean above.
The ocean above.
Your presence here has already paid dividends, Dr. Matthews. I can see the lines at Barnes and Noble now. For the record, how much air is in this gumball?
3 hours and another 20 minutes of emergency oxygen.
Huh?
Judith, relax. That should give us more than enough time to... I don't think she's worried about that, Aspen.
Hmm?
I don't know what it is I'm looking at, but somehow I instinctively know I wasn't born here beneath the waves. It's none of the blue or the darkest depths of the black. No, this creature was not amidst the water. She was made.
She's gorgeous, you think?
I was going to go with unspeakably horrifyingly terrifying, but gorgeous is another way to go. I know this the way a dolphin knows the difference between its own kind and a shark. Her name is Dr. Padma Singh, the most renowned marine physiologist in our country. She was convinced she could bioengineer an existing human being capable of moving as freely as Dr. Matthews does upon the ocean floor. Padma used herself as the first test subject. Unfortunately for her, all her theories proved correct. Yet the longer she was in her sub-oceanic form, I'm afraid to say, the less firm became her mental grip on her humanity. They say it took months of training in the Sheik's facilities, but of course she lost her grip on humanity here. But at her insistence, she was eventually dispatched below. That was 3 weeks ago. She never made it back to the surface. So all this talk about doing good for the world, it's a lie? This has just been about you people trying to recoup your investment?
Not at all. Everything we said is true. But yes, Padma has been a major part of...
Dr. Matthews, where are you going?
Out there. I'd like a word with Dr. Singh. I recognize an airlock. I wait as the cold water fills the chamber.
Doc, you sure this is a good idea?
No, not on my own.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Doc, you sure this is a good idea?
She can hear us on the ship's audio projector, but she can't reply. While she's out there, she's on her own.
No, not on my own. Not at all.
How can I be when I'm out here staring at the future? I have to be careful. She is afraid.
And when even the most primal of creatures fear,
they lash out.
It's a simple matter by now to transform my body into water, but that's clearly just making her angrier. There is an order to life in the ocean. She knows neither one of us belong here.
Dr. Matthews, you need to return to the vessel immediately. The sonar has picked up very disturbing vibrations, something non-organic, something not alive. Something from above is down here with us.
No, some things, plural. There are over 24 of them.
At least he's smart enough to veer away and leave the two of us to use our respective powers to stop these guys.
Whoosh! Shresh!
If they're special ops of some kind, their affiliation is another mystery. To her credit, she gives as good as she gets, but Dr. Singh still needs help.
Dr. Matthews, I must insist we need to be somewhere else right now.
Sorry, Sheik, if you could hear me, I'd be insisting myself right now.
Now we just need to get out of here before...
Argh! I go down hard! But I need to rally even harder.
The others are counting on me.
Bump!
The others
are dead!
To be continued.
Number 4. Issue 4 of 9. Getting pretty close.
As the offspring of two distinct species of underwater humanoids known as the Blue and the Black, Aspen Matthews is no stranger to the mysteries of the deep. From the cold depths of the Marianas Trench to the majesty of the Great Barrier Reef, she's seen more of the ocean's treasures in her brief life than even the most renowned oceanographers. But there are moments when even she can't help but be amazed by the sights she beholds. Incredible. Especially when they're several hundred miles beneath the Sahara Desert. But now is not the time for rumination on why a church would be here of all places, nor even an ocean for that matter. Mere moments ago, Aspen was on the other side of the glass, bound on an examination table, and she was the subject. Fortunately, she was able to subdue her captors and escape through another window, but she knows her pursuers can't be far behind. As a matter of fact, looks like you're ready for round two. Well? The first time around, they had the element of surprise, and I was afraid to hurt them down here, so I held back. In return, they knocked me out and killed my friends. Not this time. I've got company. So am I. Okay, so this was meant to be a big panel. Those diving suits are heavily armored, well protected. Too bad the same can't be said for their air supply. I know I should be concerned for them. They're human beings after all, but all I feel is rage. I want to show them what it feels like to be victims, like my friend Dr. Colin Warreth, my assistant Judith Binyansky, our host Sheikh Rytel, and his executive assistant called Shital, whose only crime was that they were accompanying me on a deep-sea expedition at the request of the Sheikh. Leaving them inside the seemingly safe confines of that bathysphere craft that took us down here, I went out to investigate a strange new aquatic life form that was once a woman named Dr. Padma Singh. Then they came. Before I even knew what was happening, they overwhelmed me and destroyed the craft as it tried to flee. I awoke on an examination table where I learned of the fate of my companions. Suffice to say, I didn't take the news so well. As soon as I saw a way out, I took it. Crash! Only then did I realize that I had been captive inside some sort of underwater cathedral in the midst of an alien-looking landscape, and that the men who captured me had returned. With their oxygen supply dwindling quickly, those two are no longer a concern as they try to get back inside. But this one is trying to do the same to me, and it's working.
Thush! Huh? Grrrr! Nyeh! Cash!
Even though God knows he deserved it, I can't bear to watch as his suit succumbs to the pressure of the deep, as the predator becomes prey. I abhor taking lives, even those who would want to do me harm. I know that's a sentiment that tends to get me in trouble down here, wherever here is. Is this where the Sheikh was taking me? It's so huge and so beautiful, and yet in a way so horrifying. This was built and born, living, but not natural. That substance leaking from its, roof. Is that oil? I've seen this substance before, though. My ancestors, the Blue, built their homes and weapons with something very much like it, but never anything like this. Incredible! This area looks like solid glass, yet it shimmers like liquid. What is this?
Whoosh! No! Please!
Whoop! Hello, Dr. Matthews. I must apologize for your rough welcome. I'm sure you must have many questions as to your whereabouts.
What is this place? What did you... No, this isn't possible. I saw you die.
I'm flattered you remember me, but after all this time... We'll try that one again. I'm flattered you remember me after all this time, but I'm here nonetheless, I assure you. I am aware that the tale I'm about to tell may sound incredible to you, and it may seem like some sort of boast, but I assure you it's not. Yes, as you recall, I was among the Japanese scientists aboard the Deep Marine Discovery, a joint project between my country and your United States, designed to explore the so-called mysteries of the deep. But mainly it was to exploit the technology of the Blue. My role was more on the business side, as I represented one of the two Japanese corporate interests who had invested money and resources to the DMD project with the backing of our government. Surprisingly, I fell in love with a fellow scientist working there, Sweet Nemiko. She was demure and beautiful, and within a few short weeks, I knew she was the one. We planned to be married earlier that year. As I was tasked with monthly reports to Parliament, I would make frequent trips back to Tokyo, but would always find a reason to return to the DMD shortly thereafter, until that fateful day, when everything changed for all of us.
Nemiko! No!
I didn't know who fired the missile. I didn't care. All I knew, excuse me, I only knew that my Nimico was gone. Volume 1 for details.
Ba-ra-ba! Boom!
Still traumatized by the carnage I just witnessed, I failed to notice at first that debris and shockwaves from the blast had pummeled the bathysphere. And when I saw the window begin to crack, part of me wished it would cave in, so that I could be with Nimico again. Those were my last thoughts as our craft was bombarded again. Inside the cabin, my head crashed against the steel floor, ushering me to the bliss of unconsciousness. Now heavily damaged and in free ascent, the bathysphere hurtled towards the surface. Thousands of miles from the nearest coastline, the peaceful ocean belied the chaos that abounded on the ocean floor, until our craft's surface amazingly still relatively intact. I heard it was several days before help arrived. At that point, I was in no condition to complain, nor care. After nearly a month in a coma, I finally awoke. At first, I admit I had a little will to live. At first, I admit I had little will to live, but as news from the outside world trickled in, I reevaluated my priorities. I learned that the DMD was apparently destroyed by an errant missile from a young fighter pilot during a test mission. They said it was an accident. I knew better. I had spent enough time on the DMD to know that the Americans mistrusted us, and when it seemed like we were gaining an edge on understanding the blue technology, they, as you say, decided to pull the plug on our partnership. Now I was driven anew to escape the confines of the hospital and return to work. Although I was still deeply distraught over the loss of my fiancé, my one true love, I was resolved not to let her passing go unavenged. As soon as I was able, I returned to the business at hand. Ladies and gentlemen of the Parliament, for decades we have languished behind Europe and America, as well as our neighbors to the east, depending on others for innovation and economic prosperity. But I say no more. No more reliance on foreign investment. No more reliance on foreign oil. No more reliance on joint ventures with our so-called allies. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to say that we are on the brink of a technological discovery such that hasn't been witnessed since the dawn of the Industrial Age. And with this new technology, we will cement our place as the world leaders in industry, communication, and yes, even military power. This is our birthright. This is our destiny. We have returned. Translated from Japanese, of course. Apparently my speech was effective. My corporation was granted unlimited funding immediately. And with it, we were able to resume where my late associates on the DMD had left off. During my many visits, I had procured samples of the blue DNA from our work there, and now we began experiments of our own. Cloning the genetic materials, we tried to replicate the living ships that were used by the blue with limited success. But we preserved and... we persevered, and continued to make great strides with this incredible new substance. Soon we had fabricated a helmet of liquid air, so that divers no longer had need for oxygen tanks while underwater. And that, Dr. Matthews, was just the beginning of our successes. Look, Mr. Nakamura, I'm very sorry for your loss, but we all suffered from that attack, and you have no right to use this personal tragedy of yours as a reason to exploit the technology of my people. Ah, but that's where you're wrong. I have every right. The Blue has proven to have no regard for human life, so why should I care about them or you? Clearly you haven't known pain and loss in your own life. How fortunate for you. What are you? Behold our latest creations. And I'm sure you remember. Dr. Worth! Okay. 5 of 9. Pretty much halfway. Do we have enough for one more? Maybe we can do one more. Alright, 5 of 9. Wow. David Wohl joins, and Corey Smith, I believe, joins pencils. Several hours ago, the redhead is Judith Benyansky. A student at the University of Oceanic Studies in Miami, Florida, Judith's life was fairly uneventful, aside from the occasional all-nighter cramming for midterms and several forgettable keggers on the beach. Then she met Aspen Matthews. Sent to assist Dr. Matthews during her visit to the school, Judith, along with Aspen's old friend Dr. Colin Worth, found herself accompanying Aspen on an excursion to the royal house of Rital in Saudi Arabia, and soon safely within the confines of a state-of-the-art bathysphere owned by the Sheikh of Rital, the trio, along with the Sheikh and his executive assistant called Shetal, descended through a vast ocean miles below the Sahara. Judith had never seen anything so beautiful. Then the trouble started. Oh my God! While Aspen was exploring outside the bathysphere, they showed up. Who they were was a mystery, but clearly they weren't friendly. Somebody do something! This cannot be! My investment! What have I done? Just try to remain calm, sir. It is time. Time for what? Click! Oh! Shoosh! Must be some kind of malleable silicone polymer. Airtight and protective. Very... Doc? Clacked? I think we have a little more to worry about right now. So that's it? You're just gonna leave us here? Damn you. Thakoosh! Yoosh! Yoosh! Amidst the chaos of the attack of the bathysphere, Shetal and her employer jettisoned from the carnage, unseen by their attackers. Anything? Sonic charges worked like a charm. They're out cold. All right, get the tractor over here so we can haul this baby in. Dennis, what's the word down there? Subjects are subdued, heading back to the church. Roger that. Who are they, Shetal? Why didn't we know they were down here? It seems we eluded their detection. What have they done to Padma and Aspen? Unfortunately, I can't answer that question yet, sir, but I'm working on it. And our companions, are they alive but unconscious? Thank heavens. I was able to tap into these soldiers' radio frequency. It seems they're going to take them and Dr. Matthews back to someplace called the church. I can only assume that's where they've taken Padma as well. Oh no, I think they're coming back. Yes, it appears someone has returned, sir. Someone else! 4 hours ago. No, please! I... Whoa! Aspen? It's very good to see you awake, Dr. Worth. Who are you? What happened to Judith and Aspen? What have you done with them? What is this place? I am Sana. I assure you, your companions are quite safe. Now, if you'll come with me, please. Let's try that one again. That didn't sound right. I am Sana. I assure you, your companions are quite safe. Now, if you'll come with me, please. Clearly, you know who I am, in which case you must know that I can't simply come with you. I need my... Oh! Ingenious. Now can we go? Certainly, but first, would you mind telling me what exactly I'm sitting in? I've never seen anything like it. Oh, that? Just something that our scientists have been working on. A new synthesized ambulatory technology. Do you approve, Doctor? I admit I'm quite intrigued, but how does it, well, move? It's simple, really. The device can receive synaptic impulses from the user's nervous system. You're saying it moves by thought? For all intents and purposes, yes. Amazing. Lead the way, Sana. This technology, this structure, it looks almost alien. Who built it? What is it doing here? Interesting questions, Doctor. Allow me to explain. I'm sure you're familiar with your friend Dr. Matthews' work at the Deep Marine Discovery. Of course. Well, my employer was a member of the Japanese contingent that took part in the experimentation upon the blue technology. Before the DMD met its tragic demise, we were fortunate enough to be able to procure some samples of the coveted substance. And with the help of ample funding from our government, we spent the last decade exploring ways to utilize it. This is a result of that endeavor. Is this an oil rig? Not just any oil rig, Doctor. This facility has been able to tap into the single most significant fossil fuel deposit ever located on Earth. Our geologists say that this supply dwarfs all of the wells of OPEC combined, and now it belongs to the Japanese government. Forgive me for being unimpressed, Sana. This technology is so incredible, so unprecedented. I guess I was hoping you'd be using it for something more, something less rather mundane. Well, we all have bills to pay, Doctor. Discovery doesn't come cheaply, and I never said this was all we were working on down here.
Oh?
Church of the Eternal Deaths 3 hours ago. Gone? How could she be gone? I told you to place her under heavy sedation. Apparently it wasn't enough, sir. She took out 2 lab techs and escaped. Peter, you're an incompetent fool. Call security. We must get her back before Father receives word. Yes, sir. Chital, we're not safe here. I wish there was another option, but the pods have an extremely limited fuel supply. We were fortunate to have made it this far. Right now, our only hope to return home lies here. Please, don't worry about me. Just get out of here. Save yourself. Just rest, sir. We'll all make it out of here, of that I assure you. Just as soon as I find Padma. Skrrrk! Emerging from their hiding space, in the bowels of the church, Chital hoped her reassurances sounded believable, at least. In truth, she had no idea what to do, or where to go, for that matter. So she went the opposite way from where the guards were going earlier, and hoped for the best. Several hallways and stairwells later, she began to hear the chanting. Curiosity got the best of her. 10 minutes ago. Look, Sana, I can't deny that this place is impressive, but I'd feel much better if you told me where my companions are. As a matter of fact, you're to be reunited momentarily. Really? Wonderful. Where are they? Please try not to struggle. It will all be over soon. Scrooshul. Now, and I'm sure you remember, Dr. Warth. To be continued. Wow. Well, it was surprising. I did that in about 5 minutes. We have time for another? Maybe. Number 6, then. Volume 4, Issue 6 of 9. Behold, our latest creations, and I'm sure you remember, Dr. Warth. My God, Colin, what have you done to him? I assure you, Miss Matthews, he's unharmed for the time being. Now, whether or not he remains that way depends on you. Of course it does. Everything always depends on me. The only reason Colin is even down here in this crazy place is because I brought him along with me. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be among the first to explore the hidden ocean beneath the Sahara. Instead, I find this guy. Just tell me what you want, Nakamura. Merely a small favor. You see, we have a common interest, you and I. So-called Church of the Eternal Depths. I can only assume that you'd like to rescue your companions, and I. Well, let's just say I'd like you to put the fear of God in them. I'd like to put the fear of God in you, pal. And before you have any heroic inclinations, you must be wondering what's become of the other one, Miss Banyansky? Click. I wouldn't go so far as to say that she's comfortable, but I assure you that her condition could be much worse. Judith! All right. What do you want me to do? First Church of the Eternal Depths. My children, we see before us a gift from the Almighty. Living proof of his power, of his benevolence. An angel sent to deliver us from our enemies. You see, my children, inside this magnificent creature is the answer to the question that has plagued man since the time of Adam and Eve. Since Prometheus stole the power to this power of the sun to give to mankind. This woman is called Chital, and this is probably the last place she'd like to be. She came here in search of her sister Padma and found her in the tank below. It may not look like it, but she's desperately trying to think of a way to free her sister and return to her employer, the Sheikh of Rital, who's safely ensconded in a storage closet deep in the bowels of the church. How can a man attain the power of God? Knock, knock. What is it? Or so she thought. Apologies for the interruption, sir, but we were told to inform you of any intruders. We felt disqualified. I see. It's true, I love disturbances during my sermons, but so rarely do we have guests. What have you done with her? Oh, you're here for our angel. And here I thought we had a convert on our hands. Rest assured, we're giving her the recognition she rightly deserves as one of God's special creatures. Now, you, on the other hand, don't you dare touch him, or I'll put a bullet in your head. Soon, At least Colin is relatively safe for now. One less problem to worry about. I'll have to remember to thank the Sheik for bringing us down here the next time I see him. And I can ask him how he neglected to mention that there was a civil war going on between the occupants of an oil rig and a church. Personally, I couldn't care less about their issues, so I wouldn't mind showing Nakamura what I think of people who try to use me for their own ends. Soon I'll have the opportunity, I'm sure, but first. Never let it be said that I don't hold up my end of the bargain. Can't say I mind. They didn't have any qualms about messing with me. It's her! Noah 3 to base, hostile sighted, requesting reinforcements. If it's the fear of God he wants, I'm happy to accommodate. Twush! Twush! No can do, Noah 3. We have a situation of our own inside. You have permission to engage the subject. Fuck this, I'm out of here! Now that's no fun. I haven't even had a chance to try out this new armor yet. Yeah! Noah 3, report. Have you subdued the subject? No, not yet, sir. Please, lady, I'll do whatever you want. Just don't kill me. Maybe he can be of service. While inside, though I admire your courage, I must tell you there's absolutely no way that you'll survive this, dear. I'm an executive assistant. I care nothing for my own life, only that of my employer. And please, don't call me dear. Do all of you hear her? Now that is loyalty. Whoosh! If only my own staff could... Now what? Whoop! You know me. You know what I can do. You have 1 minute to tell your men to put down their weapons and free my companions, or this whole damn place will be underwater before you can say amen. Indeed. Do as she says. Seriously? You make me sick, treating us like your guinea pigs. Putting a human being in a fish tank for your own sick pleasure. It's all right, Padma. You're free. Whoosh! I admit, I feel for her. A genetic engineer working for the Sheik. She loved the ocean so much that she experimented on herself to be able to withstand the rigors of the deep. She succeeded, but the price was her sanity. Sometimes I wonder if she even recognizes her own sister. Chithal. I imagine she wonders the same thing. Whoop! Padma! It's all right. You're safe now. We'll find a way out of here. Please, just try to stay calm. Yeah! Okay, bad idea. Padma, she's a friend. Hogger! Look! I don't want to hurt her. Please! But I don't want to die here either. Whoosh! Just calm down. Chithal, are you? I'm fine. Just need to find a way to subdue her. Before this gets any more out of hand. Yeah! Thoo! That's it. Be a good girl. And that is why subjects must be kept in containment. Padma! If you've hurt her, I'll... Oh, come now. She's perfectly fine. Just immobilize for a while. Look, I'm sorry. I was only trying to set her free. I thought... Now that's better, isn't it? Wah! No! Clearly you two are a loose cannon who needs to be restrained. Seize them all! No! Be careful with this when I have such exquisite plans for her. No! To be continued. Okay. Now, we're ending for the night. Okay, so just a few more issues of Volume 4 to cover. Volume 4 is actually really fucking good. I've really got into Fathom at this point. This probably one of the more interesting, but of course you had to read the other volumes to, you know, to get to this point. But great writing here. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Fathoms. Stay tuned, comic fans.